Hi, my name is Bill Gebhard with the City of Ames. There are many City of Ames programs that support sustainability and conservation, but also safety. As a part of Earth Day appreciation, we wanted to highlight some safety protocols. Spring weather brings with it many surprises. One of those surprises can be a power outage. My guest is Mike Brown, distribution manager with the Ames Electric Services. Mike has had a long, varied career with Ames Electric. Mike, tell us a little bit about your job, your background, and your job responsibilities.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. So I'm, like you said, I'm the manager out of electric distribution. Our department out here, we have the line crews that take care of the overhead and the underground transmission and distribution lines within the city. We also have substation crews out here that do the repair and maintenance in the substations. And we have tech services, which takes care of all of our relaying and meters at the individual homes and businesses. So I have been with the City of Ames, either working for or working with Electric Department City of Ames for about 35 years now. So I've been around for a while. Background is started with the city at the power plant. I was a maintenance mechanic there for several years, moved through that department, and then eventually found my way out here to electric distribution.
Well, great. So we all know that Ames Electric provides dependable and reliable power, but outages do happen. So what should a customer do if they realize that their power is out?
Okay, good question. So really basic, if your power is out, if you're having issues with your power, it could be that you're without power entirely, or you could have flickering lights or whatever that may look like. First thing that we ask you to do is check your breakers in your house. Make sure that your breakers are all operational and reset, that this isn't just something local that's in your system. The other thing is, it's a really good idea to go through your house and check every room to see if your power is entirely out or if you have the possibility of just a partial outage. Once that's determined, and if your breakers are good and you can't figure it out that something going on in your house, then don't hesitate to give us a call.
So where would somebody call if their power was out?
Yeah, so we have our power outage reporting number. That is 239-5240. It's 239-5240. This is an automated system. It's our outage management system. It's a state of the art. It's a great system. When you call, it will recognize your phone number if you have registered your phone number with customer service. And we know immediately that you're calling. It gives you the opportunity to leave additional information for us if you want to. But we see that just as soon as that call comes in. That phone line is monitored 24/7. So if it comes in the middle of the night, doesn't matter. It goes, that phone rings at the power plant, and those guys pick it up there and they will dispatch the crews from there. That's the biggest thing, is if you have an issue, is just be sure to give us a call at that number, 239-5240.
And then you mentioned calling that number will connect kind of the phone number and address. And is that something that as citizens we would do in advance?
Yeah, that's a great question too. We want everybody to register their phone numbers with their accounts through customer service. So that way our system knows when it sees that phone number, it knows exactly who's calling. It can give us the address. It can pinpoint the outages for us. But this is something that you have to do. You have to let customer service know what your phone numbers are. You do have the ability to do that online, or you can call them directly. The customer service phone number is 239-5120. And they're more than happy to help you register your phone numbers with your account.
And connecting that just really makes it more automated and makes it so help is dispatched faster. Is that correct? I mean, if my number is not connected, you guys are still going to come and fix my outage.
Yeah, correct. It does. So when you call the system, if if your phone number or the phone that you're calling from is not registered, it will give you the opportunity to leave a message for us so that we can, you know, then we'll listen to that message and we'll respond accordingly. It's just it is a faster process though, is if it recognizes your phone number and it pins your address on my outage map as soon as you call in, if it recognizes your number, and you know, we can dispatch crews immediately. And the really neat thing about this, Bill, is that as people call in, depending on the size of the outage, our system continues to monitor those calls that are coming in, and it evaluates and analyzes what the problem is by the location of the calls coming in. So it helps us, it helps our linemen respond to the proper area, and it helps us to help you. It will restore your power quicker if we know exactly where those calls are coming from. But like I said, even if not, if you're calling from somebody else's phone, or if you have a phone that's not registered with the system, you have the opportunity to leave a message for us, and then you can just leave that message, tell us where your outage is occurring, and we will respond to that.
So we'll always help, right?
Yes.
So
exactly.
So Mike, let's say my electric is out. What are things that I should check in my home if my electric's out after I've made that call?
Okay, so yeah. So, and again, this is, you know, you can check your breakers, check and make sure that all of your rooms are out, that you don't have partial power. You can always, you know, you can always check with your neighbors. You can look out and see if your street lights are on. There's other things that you can check. Chances are, once you've made this, check your breakers and you know that you're okay, it's probably an issue on our side of the line. But again, giving us as much information as possible helps us pinpoint where the problem might be. So as much information as you can give us. One of the things, Bill, that we love is when people call in and they say, hey, the power's out and I heard a loud bang in my backyard. That tells us exactly where the problem is located. Generally, when that happens, it's a fuse has blown up on a pole. They make a lot of noise when those things go. They sound like a shotgun going off. So if you can give us that type of information, if you see something, if you see a tree in the line, whatever that may be, any information that you can give us helps us out.
Great. Well, so are there things that I should not touch and not check if my power's out? Like just stay clear of it?
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the things, you know, and it doesn't matter what wire you see. If there's a wire that's on the ground and you don't know what it is, even if you think you know what it is, stay away from it. Do not approach any wires that could possibly be down on the ground or hanging low. Give us a call. Our guys are trained in this. They know, they can identify what those wires are. They can identify the problem. If it is electric, obviously, you know, we will repair it. But they also have the ability to do that safely. So there's always the possibility that you can have a wire that's on the ground or hanging low that is energized. And, you know, that's worst case scenario. We don't want anybody going anywhere near those things. Give us a call. Let us know. We'll take care of it.
And that would be a good example of leaving that message, right? So even if my phone's connected saying, I see a line down in my backyard and I'm not sure what it is, but I don't have electric and there's a line down.
Yes, sir. And even, I mean, even if you have don't have a power outage, if you see wires that are down, that are either on the ground or low, that, you know, that are from the utility poles, be sure and let us know. We'll come out and take a look at it.
Would we call that same power outage number if we saw that?
Yeah, that'd be the best way to get a hold of us. Now you can always report issues on the C-Click Fix that we monitor. We do monitor that, but we don't monitor that like we do our outage system. That's not monitored 24 hours a day. So in the case of a downed wire, it is best to call our outage number.
So, if my power is out, what are some things that people could do or that I do that could delay my power being restored? What are the wrong things for for me to be doing to help?
Yeah, the biggest wrong thing to do is to assume that somebody else has called in your outage. We don't, and until we get the calls, we don't know. If it's a major problem on the system, we probably have some alarms going off in here that will give us a clue that there's something going on. But if it's a smaller outage, we may not know that until we start getting some phone calls. So, it's not unusual for us to get a call, late into an outage from somebody who says, well, I just assumed that my neighbors called this in. And we really don't want you to do that. If your power is out, even if your neighbors have called, if you talk to them and they said, yeah, we reported it, we still want you to call us and let us know. Because again, our system looks at where these calls are coming from and it helps us analyze what the problem is. So the more calls that we get, it's actually better for us to identify and pinpoint the problem.
Yeah, so call it in, right?
Yep, exactly. Call it in regardless.
So then to better prepare for power outages, what supplies do you suggest that people keep handy?
Well, it's just the basics, really. We don't, and I say this, with the exception of our derecho last summer, which was hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime event, most of our outages are very short-term. They're, maybe a couple minutes to, possibly as long as an hour or two. But for the most part, you're not going to be without power for a long period of time. But that being said, it's still wise to, keep some supplies handy. The biggest things that I recommend for people is keep a flashlight handy, or several. If you have kids, it's a good idea to give every one of the kids their own flashlight. Make sure you have batteries. Now, the flashlights that are on the market today with the LED lights, these things are so efficient. You can hand out a flashlight and let the kids run around with them, and those flashlights will last all night long. The other thing is, it's not a bad idea to have a battery-powered radio, so you can monitor weather conditions. Obviously, a lot of our outages are associated with bad weather. So if you've got a battery-powered radio, you can kind of keep informed of what's going on. And then the other thing that I recommend too is a battery-powered alarm clock. If your power goes out in the night, you may want to, if you're worried about missing your alarm clock in the morning, if you've got a battery-powered clock. And I don't know, honestly, Bill, I don't know, do they even make wind-up clocks anymore? I was thinking about that earlier today. Can you buy a wind-up clock?
I'm not even sure. I just rely on my cell phone.
Exactly. Most people rely on their electronic devices. Now, that's a good point, too. If you have a spare battery or power pack for your cell phone and keep that thing charged up, so when your power goes out, you do have the ability to run or recharge your cell phone. That's a great idea.
Great. Hey, I was wondering if you'd be able to give us that power outage phone number one more time.
Absolutely. If your power is out, don't hesitate to call us at 239-5240.
Great. Mike, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about power outages?
Well, other than, like what we've just talked about, if you have an outage, don't hesitate to give us a call. If you're not sure, give us a call. That's, that's our job. We want to keep the lights on just as much as you want to have the lights on. So we're more than happy to come out and take a look and see what you've got going on, get you fixed up if you think your power is out.
Well, that's great. We do have good, reliable service, electric service here, but power outages do happen. So make sure you call, get your outages called in so that they can get fixed timely and promptly. My guest today was Mike Brown, the distribution manager for Ames Electric Services. And this has been another interview on